Welcome back to Indians Warm Up. Time for the Key Bank Manager Show with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. Indians coming off another win last night and carried by the bullpen. And Terry, I know when the trade was made for Andrew Miller, you thought the bullpen would be better, but my goodness, it's really clicked in here the last several weeks, and about as good as it gets last night if you have a short start.
It sure was. I mean, that was a lot to ask. And I thought actually both bullpens really did well. But fortunately, we got that last run and made it hold up, because that's a hard thing to do. So many guys have to really extend themselves, and if one guy gets tripped up, you know, you probably lose, but nobody did. I mean, Dan Otero has been doing this all year. He's kind of been the wild card, where one game he'll pitch in the ninth, one game he'll pitch in the fourth, and you need a guy like that that's versatile. It really helps. We've done that the last couple of years with Scott Acheson, with Manship, and it really helps your bullpen. You know, I think what Andrew Miller's done, everybody sees, but there's other things that go into it where I think he's making it easier for the other guys, because he's facing some of these left-hand hitters that Brian Shaw was having to face before, Cody. And it's not that they can't get him out, but sometimes it's a lot more work. So we're falling into line a little bit better. But I'll tell you what, I mean, you can see now why we wanted Miller and why we gave up so much for him.
Unfortunately, you go to that bullpen because of a short start by Josh Tomlin. What happens now with Josh in the future?
What we're going to do is we're going to have him down for a couple days, no throwing. And that's only because kind of reset the clock a little bit with him. He actually looks to me, and he says the same thing, he doesn't look tired. He doesn't look like the tank's on empty. He just has gotten away from some of the things that make him good. You know, his fastball usage and his cutter usage have kind of flip-flopped. And so we'll give him a couple days down. We're going to skip his start. Danny will slot in Sunday. On Monday, we're going to have another starter, which we will get to. And then we'll figure out where to slot Josh back in, because we want to get him back in there because we think he can help us. We just want to give him a chance to be Josh and not, you know, it's been a tough go lately. He knows it.
August 31st means there's transactions going on, and the Indians make one today, acquiring Coco Crisp from the Oakland Athletics. How does he fit into what you're trying to do both in September and perhaps more than that?
Well, you know, it's a time of year where, you can make last-minute additions, but I think you need to be careful, because you start making additions and, you know, our team has a personality. But everybody here knows Coco, myself included. You know, I had him in Boston. He's played here in Cleveland. So I think there's a comfort level there with him. And we can, you know, we can play him as much as really we want, or as little as we want, knowing that if we're fortunate enough to move on, we don't have Abe. So that's that switch hitter, basically the same thing. Not quite same skill set, little different things, but again, Coco, he's got 11 home runs. He's hitting with runners in scoring position. He can steal a base. It's that veteran player that's been there and done it. I don't see how it can be, you know, it can't hurt us.
And you finish up a series tonight with the Minnesota Twins ball club. You've taken care of business so far, and we'll kind of get back to where we started. Long night for the bullpen last night. You have made a transaction, but I saw you in the congrats line right behind Corey Kluber, and did you say, hey, big guy, we need a good one tonight?
I was messing with him. I told him, I said, we're going to have a tight rein on you. It's 145 to 155, and he was laughing. But, and Klubs is smart. He understands that. But you can't really do anything different. If Kluber's tired, or we're going to take him out, because I think you can get yourself in trouble. But for us to win tonight, it would certainly help us if we can get deeper into this game.
That's Tribe Manager Terry Francona, the KeyBank Manager Show. Stay tuned. More to come after this on the Indians Radio Network.